Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day.
Hello. Yeah, the wind blowing, the wind chimes, so obviously I'm just sitting outside meditating and chilling. And today I want to talk about abuse. A lot of times we accept something that we normally would never accept. We allow someone to dictate and control us or manipulate us or just even degrade us in a form of reasoning of our confidence, of our worth, or sacrifice. And like I always preach, there's an importance to balance. There's an importance to when to sacrifice for. There's an importance to having confidence with yourself, knowing who you are, to be loved by another person. And there's also a time when we need to understand, no, this isn't acceptable. This isn't something that I want. Now, I've been mentally abused before, and I've been physically abused. I'm going to be honest with you. The physical did last long. I remember distinctively, I was dating someone, and I mean, it was like real childish. We were young, very young. I think I was still in high school. And you know, at the time in high school, I was homeless. So I was staying with my best friend at the time. And, you know, a boy came over and, you know, we were cuddling, watching a movie, and, he asked for my phone, and I was like, no, you know, like, it's nobody. It's just, you know, whatever. It was actually my best friend messaging me. She was in her room and I was in the front. And so, she was just talking to me about something, and he was like, no, let me see your phone. And I was like, no. So he slapped me in my face. And at that moment, like, I was just shocked. You know what I mean? I was just shocked after he slapped me in my face. And he was about to choke me. So when he was about to choke me, my best friend came out the room because she heard the noise. Like, it was loud. She heard the noise and she came to the front. And so she hit dude. It's like, oh, hell no, this ain't going on or whatever. And so since my best friend came out and was like, you know, basically like about to square up with dude, I remember wrapping my arm around his neck, trying to choke him. And I was like, if you ever put your hands on me again, you are seriously wishing for a death wish. And then after that, I didn't really care about the relationship anymore. Like, I didn't really care. You know, like, I was just like, it's whatever. You know what I mean? But at that point, I should have stopped talking to that person because they disrespected me. And anytime a person disrespects you, they have two options. I'm not saying that everybody is perfect. People make mistakes. People mess up. That's true. But that person has two options. They either can learn from their disrespect, or maybe they don't understand the level of respect. So they have lack of knowledge how to respect a woman or how to respect another person. And they can learn from that and move past it. Or they know what disrespect is. They've been taught what respect is. And they just thrive off of disrespecting you. And any woman for that matter. Any person. Now, the choice that you have to make is to see which person that is. Everybody is different. But at that point of how disrespectful for somebody to get physical, and I'm going to say this, for anybody to want to have to put or to believe putting hands on you, especially the opposite sex, or especially somebody you're in a relationship with, if it has to get physical, then that person does not respect you, or that person hasn't been taught to respect a woman. Or a man. I've seen women abuse men. Yes, I've seen it. But it's not your place to teach that person that. And then what makes you think that you, by you leaving, is not teaching them that valuable lesson that they needed to learn? It's all in representing that one statement that everybody says, is that how can you require to be loved a certain way if you don't love yourself? That's a very impactful thing that we must learn, is how to love one another, but also how to love ourselves. Because if you don't have confidence in believing yourself or know how worthy you are as a human being, you will allow anybody to do any and everything to you. I don't believe in me having to be physical with you. If I feel so angry and so distraught and so abrasive that I literally have to put my hands on you, then that's a relationship I don't need to be in. Because there's no respect there. And I mean, we all get those thoughts like, I said slap the taste out of his mouth. You know what I mean? But for me to actually do it, it's one thing to hear it in your mind, but for me to actually do it, I literally have no value for you. I think nothing of you. Because I want to do bodily harm to you, and I've done bodily harm to you. When it comes to that point, then I don't think that that's a healthy relationship. I don't. For men and women. I've also been into a mentally unstable relationship where I was mentally abused. Where I was told I wasn't allowed to do things. I wasn't allowed to go places. People weren't allowed. My friends, my family wasn't allowed to come to the home. I was isolated, other than me going to work, school, and home, and being with my partner. I was, fixated on rules, regulations, but also my partner was battering me, like, mentally. You're not pretty. This is the best you can do. You're fat. You're ugly. You won't amount to anything. I don't even know why you're going to school. Like, it was just constant. And it did become, after the mental breakdown, because I literally thought about, like, maybe if I can't do better, why don't I just kill myself? And I attempted suicide. I did. And my best friend was like, why would you even think that you're an amazing person? You can move past this. There are people lining up to be with you as we speak. You don't have to settle for somebody who thinks little of you or belittles you every day. Like, I was mentally abused, sexually abused. Like, it was horrible. And I did that for, I sacrificed that for a year. Until it came to a point where I took a vacation and I went to Cali. And I had the time of my life, and I got to be around people who were so uplifting and so, motivational and everything. And one of my friends decided to take me to safari. Now, I don't know how to do makeup, so he took me to safari. And one of his military mates, he was like, I'll do your makeup. Let's do your makeup. And we were going to the movies. So why would I get my makeup done to go sit in a dark movie? I have no idea. Did my makeup, and literally the kind words that the both of them said, the people walking by said, it just made me, like, I wanted to cry so bad, because I had lost the lack of confidence within myself, and I started to see what everyone else was seeing about myself. And then I remember going to the beach. We had a girls' night. There's this place in Riverside where there was a rooftop restaurant / like bar, and it was like Taco Tuesday or something. So we got to watch the sun almost set, and we ate tacos. And then the girls, they were like, have you been on the beach? I'm like, hell no. So we went to the beach, and I was just like a kid kicking the sand, they took pictures of me, and I saw those pictures. But that moment impacted me, because I realized that I allowed another person to control my life and make me think little of myself. I allowed someone to abuse me mentally to make me think I wasn't worthy, when I was so worthy of all these blessings that were coming to me. You know, when you know when someone is not meant for you, and I'll be honest with you, you know when someone's not meant for you is when you become... when you're around them, when y'all spend on one-on-one time, it's draining. It's depressing. is sad. You want to cry, like you're internally, you're screaming because you're so much in sorrow and agony. If every time you get around this distinct person, whether it's a relationship or friendship, and it's so toxic to where it's literally eating away at you internally, to where you don't think high of yourself, you don't think worthy, the person just brings you down. It's not a person that you want to have in your circle at all. And be honest, that's the person that you have to realize it was seasonal. Y'all had your good times, so you have to let it go. You can't live off of a couple good times and forget that at this moment, at this very moment, this person does not bring you any good intentions. This person is draining every life force out of you, that you are close to jumping off the cliff just from being around them. But when you go around other people, you feel joy. Then you're being abused and being controlled. You need to get out. And I don't want to hear, because at the time when I was in my situation, you know what I'm saying, I thought I couldn't get out. I thought that this, real cool motorcycle, sorry, but I thought that I could not escape. And it's sad to say that, I felt like, you know, I couldn't start over because I wasn't supposed to start over. Like, I thought this person, I just thought I couldn't escape. And I can't explain it to you. Every time, you know, somebody would be like, Shelby, just leave, I would be like, I can't. And it felt suffocating, to where I felt like I couldn't leave this person, because this person, I felt like if I left them, they would die. Like, who else would take care of them? Who else would cook for them, clean for them? Who else would make sure they take their medication? Who else would, you know, I felt like I was such a detrimental person to that person's life that I had to sacrifice my joy, my content, my confidence, my worth, everything to make sure that person was okay. I was willing to make that sacrifice, but at the same time, what I failed to realize is that having that choice of sacrifice for that person, I was literally draining the life for myself. There was no balance. I was literally trying to pour water, life into someone else's cup when I was completely empty. To where I was just tossing them the cup. It was done. I was figuring they were worth more than anything than myself. And for you to have that mentality, you know what I'm saying? For you to have that thought run across your mind constantly in a relationship, get out. Get out. You know what I mean? If you even for 1 second think that this person is better than you, get out. Because that's not a balance. When you get in a relationship with a person, you look for balance and equal. Ooh, it's raining right now. If you can hear it, it sounds amazing. With the wind chimes and stuff. Anyway, if you in a relationship with a person and you feel like they're worthy, better than you, 10 times better than you, whatever, get out. Because a relationship is balance. It's balance. It's give and take, or vice versa. If you never feel like you're worthy for a person, if you never feel like you've met your complete equal, someone when you're sick can take care of you, someone who fully sees your dreams, someone you can dream with, someone you can struggle with, that can build with you. Like, it's a balance. You are not created to be alone. But we are searching for our balance. And it all comes in different times of our lives, in different seasons. Sometimes you might find the love of your life in high school. You might find the love of your life in preschool. You might find the love of your life when you're 60 or 70. Like, it doesn't matter. We all strive to find an equal. And each time that the relationships don't work, and I take those as regrets. I take those as those lessons I've learned, how to treat the person that is genuinely meant for me right, and how to treat myself. And it's also helping me learn to be a better me. Like, I know who I am. I'm comfortable who I am. I know my worth. I won't accept just any and everything. You know, you really have to, I would say this, you really have to be comfortable with who you are internally. You can lose all the weight in the world. You can get all the plastic surgery in the world. But if you don't believe in yourself and love thyself internally, all those exterior changes you make won't mean a thing. Nothing. Silch. And it's crazy because the abuser will see that. Will see that you are internally damaged and pick on that. There are abusers in this world. Those are people that just want to take from you, because what you got to understand is that these abusers don't know any other way, because they haven't been taught. Maybe they've been traumatized in their life as a child or even as an adult. I feel like an abuser is a lost soul. A person that hasn't been loved correctly or hasn't been given the correct examples of love to know how to love another person. So all they've been taught or all they can comprehend is taking. Taking from you, either physically or mentally. They will physically and mentally take and abuse you to create their own personal joy. Sounds like a villain. Their own alternative motives. And that's what they strive off for. That's what they live off for. Do not let them. You know what's crazy? I'm saying all this and it's raining, and that's a sign. The sound of that rain, that I want you to fully close your eyes, and I want you to understand your importance. I want you to wash away that doubt that you have in your mind, that you won't survive. I think of rain as basically providing nourishment into the root soils and trees and flowers and vegetables and stuff like that. I feel like it's giving the earth a chance to grow. So everyone thinks of rain as sadness and depression, but I think of it as a tranquil analogy to realizing how no matter what storm is headed, it's just to build you and help you grow. It's just to infuse in you a greater acknowledgement of who you are and how not to be afraid to be who you are. And you can spot an abuser a mile away by what they say, by how they detect their conversations, by how it has to be about them. It has to. And it's never about you. And how much an abusive person, you give so much. And at the end of the day, they might give you like a little ta-ta. And ta-ta, if you're from the South, you know that means it's like a little hush. A grandma will give a baby a pacifier and say, "I'm going to give you your ta-ta." She puts it in the baby's mouth to hush the baby from crying and pats the baby on the booty. That is what an abuser will do. As soon as you feel like, and this is their game, as soon as you get the courage to get up and leave, they try to ta-ta you with all these hopes and dreams and plans to make everything change drastically just because you're leaving. And then, hey, you might fall for it, and it goes right back to the same scenario, same pattern. And you never really notice it, that you're going through the same pattern over and over. There's no change. There's no drastic change. This person hasn't learned anything from this experience of hurting you. They just know that, nah, I keep doing this over and over and I, you know, she'll forgive me, whatever. She don't believe in herself anyway. She don't have confidence in herself, so where else can she go? And that's what they're saying in their mind, is how they're going about everything. That is seriously how they're thinking. Don't let them. You are worthy. You are important, you are special, you are amazing. I say this every time towards the end of each episode, because I really want you to fully understand your intellect. I really want you to fully internally understand your worth. I want you to fully grasp the fact that you are a beautiful flower out of concrete, stone. How rare you are. Each and every person is rare and different and true. Don't let an abuser come into your life and take the life force out of you and make you forget your worth and how important you are. You're more You gotta believe.
In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl Shelby Henny signing off. Have a good one, y'all.